Good afternoon and welcome to Focus. I'm Steph Glazer and my guest today is Bernadette Hill, Director of Women's Wellness Services at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, you're moving right along with the women's wellness services, and kudos to St. Gen Hospital. I mean, in a day and age when a lot of OB departments are closing up, you guys are going strong, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We're really very pleased. We're getting two new females this coming year, female obstetricians that'll be here to provide care. So we are absolutely thriving, and we're very excited about it.
Oh, that's great. And you're getting a lot of support. Our auxiliary department at the hospital is really stepping up to the plate, aren't they?
Yes, they are. We're very pleased, proud, and really very blessed to have them be such an active supporter of our unit. They recently were able to provide us with sleep sacks for the baby to help us with our safe sleep promotion for the babies. And the moms love the sleep sacks. They're soft, they're not too heavy, not too light. And then the auxiliary was also able to purchase a new type of monitoring. It's called GE Novi. It uses Bluetooth technology, which is really very exciting because the mothers are no longer tethered to the fetal monitor. They can, we apply this like stickers, if you will, to the abdomen, and with the help of a little device that is like a battery pack that applies to the stickers, the moms are able to ambulate to the bathroom. They can even ambulate in the hall some in labor if they choose to do so. The monitor itself is really advanced. It can help, it allows us to pick up tracings on mom no matter what their sizes are. So we can use it on some of the moms that may have just a little more fluff around their middle. And that's always a big help to the OB department.
Boy, you got to love technology. How did women ever give birth, you know, 100 years ago? I'll tell you.
makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? But every time you think they've come up with everything that could possibly be, there's more to be found, isn't there?
There certainly is. And one of the things that we do pride ourselves on here is the fact that we do stay abreast of current trends and technologies. And the hospital's been very supportive of that, both through continuing education as well as implementing new technologies like the GE Novi here.
Yeah, actually. And, you know, when you think about technology, it's all to assure the safe delivery. I mean, comfort is great, but the safety of mom and baby are way up there.
All right. That's one of our hallmarks. We always want two healthy people to come into the hospital and three healthy people to go home.
Absolutely. So, yes. Absolutely. Yes. Let's talk about the sleep sacks for just a moment. What's the benefit of those? What do they do?
So it's actually will help to cuddle the baby, and it has a reminder, if you will, that back is best on the sleep sack itself, as well as the beautiful logo from the hospital auxiliary. So it really does promote that back sleeping for the babies, because babies that need to be swaddled, it is almost, the mom will be very be able to use that very intuitively to swaddle their baby so that the baby can sleep safely in the crib on their back or in the bassinet on their back. It will, you know, keep the baby warm, but it won't overheat the baby because we don't want too hot of a baby. And it will keep the baby from chilling, getting too chilly during those nights where it might be a little bit cooler outside. So it is one of those other things that we can do. And now we're at the bronze level here to promote safe sleep. And in about a year or so, and once we have distributed enough of the sleep sacks, we can actually apply for a silver level of safe sleep. So when we discharge our moms and our babies home, we instruct the moms on the sleep sack use, as well as what a safe sleep environment looks like for the babies. And that way their sleep environment should be the safest it can be. That should be the one place you can put a baby that you never have to worry about any kind of injuries or suffocation. So this will help promote that safe sleep environment for the baby.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, we talk about technology and that seems to be something very simple, but yet it's something that wasn't always done.
Right. It is simple, but it is also very important. A lot of moms don't realize that they shouldn't use a blanket in the baby's bassinet A blanket is a risk for smothering for any newborn. So the sleep sack helps promote the mom's comfort too. They know their baby's covered, their baby's warm, and they don't have to use those receiving blankets or the big fluffy blankets. They can use those at tummy time. That's a really good time to use those.
Oh, absolutely. I think the hospital has received time and time again, from patients that come in, the personal care that your department provides to our expectant mothers. It's just wonderful.
Well, thank you so much. I really am very proud of all of my coworkers and the care that they deliver. They really do an awesome job, and I thank you too.
Well, I'll tell you, it's our pleasure to spread the word about the good things that St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital does, and the Women's Wellness Department is just one major part of that.
Yes, and I'm very excited to be a part of the facility. They are doing a lot of good in the community. The board of directors, the administrators really do care about the people that live in this community and their health care, and they're doing everything they can to improve that.
Well, as the hospital's mission statement goes, you put people first, don't you?
Absolutely. To provide excellent, personalized, compassionate health care.
You got it. Well, Bernadette, we thank you so much for taking time out of your day and letting us know about the great things happening on the Women's Wellness Department and the fine support you're getting from your hospital auxiliary.
Yes, we thank the auxiliary, and thank you very much, Stephanie.